Call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Steve. I'm looking for someone to come help me with my mother.
Okay. What county does your mom reside in?
Norristown.
Norristown? Okay. And what kind of health insurances does she have?
Medicare A and B, and she also has Keystone 65.
All right. Well, let's check to see if she's eligible. Has she ever had services in the past like this?
Yes, she did, yes.
Okay, please hold while I get you some help, okay? Please hold.
All right, thank you.
Sorry for the hold, sir. What's your mom's first and last name?
Her name is Roberta, and her last name is Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
And you want to spell that last name one more time for me. S-C-H-U-L-T-Z?
Yes, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
All right. I got it right.
Yeah.
Her date of birth?
It's 1-18-42.
Okay. And you said that she's in Northampton County?
No, East Norristown, Norristown.
Give me the zip code so I can find the county. I need the county.
Okay. It's 19401.
Let me see what county that's in. One second.
Yeah, that's Norristown?
That's Montgomery County, sir.
Oh, Montgomery County. Gotcha. Okay.
All right, sir. And her home address?
It's 216
mm-hmm.
Bryans Road. That's B-R-Y-A-N-S.
N-E-S or A-S?
B-R-Y-A-N as in Nancy S. A-N. Bryans
Road. B-R-Y-A-N-S Road. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's in East Norristown. Well, Norristown. That's 19401.
Got it. Okay, and you said she has Keystone, correct?
She has Keystone and Medicare A and B.
Okay, Medicare A and B does not cover home care. So we have to go through her Keystone to see if she has the eligibility code to submit the referral, okay? So let me just check real quick.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take your time, sir. And I need you to write stuff down for me. So just grab like a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to what I'm going to give you.
All right. Hold on for 1 minute. I'll be right back.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay.
So my name is Jasmine. And the agency's name is 267, Family First Care.
Okay, hold on. Family First
Care.
Okay. Okay.
My number is 267-551.
Okay, 551.
7410. That's my direct number.
Okay, good. I got it.
Okay. Now I'm going to check to see your mom's eligibility codes, okay, so we could go ahead and submit the referral and get her the help that she needs, okay? I'm going to be checking her Keystone. Because Keystone, if she's on Keystone, usually that means that she's on some type of Medicaid. So let's find out which kind of Medicaid does she have. Hopefully it's the kind that approves home care services and covers it. So there's no out-of-pocket cost to you and or her.
Okay,
sir, are you going to be her her attendant? Because you can. There's a program where you can get paid to take care of your mom. Any friend, family, or trusted loved one. It just cannot be a legal spouse and or a power of attorney.
I am her power of attorney, but I'm also her son.
If you're a POA, no, if you're a POA, you can't. You could assign anyone else, though.
I think, I'm not sure. I'd have to contact my lawyer.
And you can do that. Go ahead.
I know my lawyer is her executrix and everything like that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, she is the power of attorney because she was able to access her bank account.
Right. Like, so then you're probably her legal guardian, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure if legal guardians can get paid, but we'll check that out for you, okay?
Well, I don't want to be paid because I'm on disability and that'll affect my pay.
Got it. Understood. So your mom's birthday is January 8th. No, you said 18th, sorry.
118.
Let me make that correction real quick. That makes a huge difference. Okay, let's check now. And Roberta is R-O-B-E-R-T-A, correct?
That's correct.
And the last name is S-C-H-E-U-L-T-Z. She's not populating in the system. What kind of Keystone you said she has?
Keystone 65.
Give me her social. What's her social?
Oh. Geez, I don't even remember. I can give you her Keystone 65 number.
I'm in the promise section of where you find the information for the Medicaid through the participant's name, date of birth, and social. 01-18-1942, Roberta. I can't find anything on that.
All right, I got your contact information. Let me look into this, okay, and I'll call back.
Yep, let me give you my direct. You have my direct number, right? What's your name, sir?
Yes. My name is Steve.
Steve, one second. And you're the son?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to submit the referral so we can have someone follow up with you and further assist you. Hopefully by then you can confirm her information, okay, so that we can call. If she doesn't have the eligibility codes on her Medicaid, we have to call Medicaid's broker and get her online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you have my information, call me, okay? I'm going to be submitting the referral so that someone can further her along.
All right, thank you.
Okay, sir, you take care. Bye-bye.